Blog Talk Radio.
And it's time for another Friday night here at Art's Game Show Party, established in 2007. Call us in and join us, and we will start taking callers right now. And we have 0993. Are you on? Let me get you on. There you are, 0993. Good evening. And I have 0621. Mike, is that
That's
you?
That's me.
Okay, got
is.
You. 0993. Are you on? Okay, we'll
cancel.
Try to get her at a later date. Hello, 0993. We're trying to... I don't hear you. So Mike.
Hi.
We'll talk. Oh, hi there. You must have been muted.
Hi, it's Andrea.
How you doing?
Good.
Okay. We're glad to hear that. Listen, we're going to try a different game today. We have something called... We got Dumbass. That's the name of the game. You never know what you find in closets of games that you can have. So, yes, that's true. And, the game was called Dumbass, or Dumb A, asterisk, asterisk. Very interesting party game. We'll turn to Dear Abby at a future game show lineup, of course. So, Mike, what's this a rumor I heard about a taping? I didn't see it. I just been really busy.
Wow, it was on your page. You should know better.
He put it on my
post. Which
one?
On the Game Show Block? Yeah, on the Game Show Block Party Facebook page.
But I got to check it out. But meanwhile, we have another caller, 4641.
Yes, indeed. Happy 4th of July, people.
Yes, happy 4th to you, too. It's really a quiet fourth this year. It's kind of like surreal and sad. It's almost like when I was speaking to my sister, who hasn't called in yet. It's almost like a Rip Van Winkle. I can't even get the words out. Rip Van Winkle effect, where we at least we don't have to sleep 20 years. Hopefully, by early next year, we're all good. We got a lot of good. I mean, look, the fortunate thing for those of us in New York, and I think most of the people online now are in the New York area, our numbers are good for now. I mean, we still have to practice social distancing. I was reading that we're not containing it really in New York. We're not under that one, but we are. Our numbers are good. Our percentages are good. So let's keep that up and let's smash this
exactly
virus.
Correct.
That's my thing.
You know, before we talk about it, because if you quite remember earlier this week, we have one guy that's been lost and has been passed not too long ago, just a couple of days ago, and that is the legendary Hugh Downs.
Yes, yes. We got to talk about that. God bless him. He was 99, and I want to... he was the original host of Concentration. Let me get Holly on.
How are you?
Holly. Hey, Holly. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. We were talking about Hugh Downs. Holly celebrated 4th of July a little earlier. But I really want to comment. Had this been a regular year and we didn't have this virus invade our lives, I usually do my barbecue on the legal holiday. So I would have done it on the 3rd. I do recall that happening back in 2009, Mike, when your cousin came over and we discussed getting him that first job that year.
Well, yeah, lucky us.
Lucky us. I think that's when I first met him, probably.
Hey, Mike, Paisan, how are you? I heard you got a sunburn.
How are
yeah,
you, Holly?
Yeah, she missed you last week.
Yeah, I was with
Holly
you.
Was at the doctor today, and she yelled at me without a mask because
I
dropped off.
No, I had a mask. I had a face covering.
No, but you pulled it down to yell at me.
I can't. Oh, my Because my voice is muffled. I wanted you to hear what
I know,
voice,
and she really
muffled.
Wanted me to hear what she had to say. But that's okay.
It's nothing.
You know, that's okay. You had the COVID test. You're going to report. I had it 2 days ago, too. I'm going to be getting that regularly. Before long, my nose. I was telling the woman at the urgent care, I've had worse tests. If you know Dr. Sharabi, you know, then this COVID test is easy, you know? So, yeah. Dr. Sharabi is your neighbor, Mike.
I know all about it. I don't want to go see him.
Wait, the old doctor's a little different? I have no clue. Yeah.
Well, look up Doc. He's a fine guy. He really is. He's a great doctor and a fine doctor. And if you look him up, you'll see what I mean. Free shout out to Jacob Sharabi. If you need that kind of doctor, I recommend him.
Arthur,
very, very.
You always you talk about the other way, right? You mean that, right? The colonoscopy or endoscopy, right?
Dr. Sharabi doesn't do that. He does something without
what
anesthesia.
What?
More
what
frontage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a
very
urologist. He's a urologist.
Right, there you go.
You bet he is.
And painful test, yeah. But let's get this back to game shows. You, Downs, I remember very young watching Concentration, and I always thought in my mind that it was right back-to-back with Jeopardy. And years later, I saw they were. Concentration came on later than when I knew time, because I always knew it at 10:30 in the morning. It actually came on at 11, and 11:30 was Jeopardy, and that moved to 12 eventually once I got there. It was a noontime show for many, many, many years. But when I was very, very young, they came back-to-back, and I remember Concentration with you, Downs, and then he did 2020. And there was a very interesting, you know how there's always like these conspiracy, not really a conspiracy thing, but coincidence. He left 2020 in 99, and he died at age 99 in 2020.
That's weird.
So somebody probably thought that was an interesting little... But I remember him doing the Today Show when I was very young. I didn't know the Today Show always had clocks all over the place. I think I thought it was a game show. And a lot of people that do the Today Show, you know, hosted game shows. Joe Garagiola.
He does that.
Meredith Vieira, of course.
Yeah,
Today
he did.
And Millionaire.
I can't remember, too. I know Paul Walters went to do 2020 and then The View. It's not a game show anyway.
Right, right. But, you know, they've always did other things. Well, they're both ABC. As Millionaire was also ABC, so... Oh, no, but when she did Today, she was actually working for two networks, which is, you know, how they allowed that. But she was a good Millionaire host, I gotta say. Oh, we got another caller on. I do believe. Is this Chris?
Price check on Jackass.
Okay, we're going to play Smartass, you know, and I can actually say that on our.
So wait a minute. I got one question. Or again, question. Who's on with us besides you?
Well, we got Andrea, we got Mike, Studio Mike, we got Ron, we got Holly, and we got you.
Oh, so we have two Pataks and one point for preparation each.
Oh, wait.
Always a choice. Andrea, you were the first person to call. So here's how our game works. It's a little bit like knockout. I can either read you a smart-ass question or a dumb-ass question. If you choose a dumb-ass question, you have to pick who, what, or where. You know, there was a game like that with one of my favorite game shows, the first game show I watched, Art James, Who, What, or Where game, followed Jeopardy for many years. And then, Ron, it was revived as?
Let's see, if I remember, it was started Hollywood Squares, then Jeopardy, and Who, What, or Where game,
and the Who, What, or Where game came back. The Who, What, or Where game came back under a different name and a different host.
I know. Well, I remember it was a Dick Clark, both the Challengers, but back then.
There you go. The Challengers was basically a revival of the Who Outta Where game. I like the Challengers. But anyway, Andrew, you're first. So do you want to pick a dumbass question, and then you'll say Who Outta Where, and you'll have to give me the one that doesn't belong. Or you can pick a smart-ass question, and you'll give me the right answer.
Okay, I'll pick a dumbass question, please.
Okay, do you want who, what, or where?
Who.
Who. Okay, I'm going to give you the first who question here. And Ron will be our scorekeeper. Just like Hollywood Game Night with the scorekeepers, Ron will be our scorekeeper. Hey,
hello.
Ron.
Hello, how's it going?
Okay, here's your question, and then you'll let Ron know how you're doing. Going for the one that doesn't belong. The clue, religious freedom. Religious freedom. A, Alec Baldwin. B, John Travolta. C, Jenna Elfman. D, Kirstie Alley. One doesn't belong.
A, Alec Baldwin.
You're right. You get a point. Do you know why it's Alec Baldwin?
Well, he outsmarted. That's one.
He didn't seem too outspoken about religion.
You know why, Holly?
I think so. Well, I know Kirstie Alley and John Travolta are Scientologists.
Yeah,
and Jenna Elfman, too. You got it.
Right, so that's because, Alex Baldwin is not a Scientologist.
But. Fine, you'll give Holly a side point for that, knowing that. That's good.
Got that.
All right.
I got that already.
All right, very good, Holly. All right, we're smart asses. Mike, you're next. Mike, do you like this new game show?
No, fantastic. I'll take a dumbass question.
Okay, who, what, or where?
Where?
You tell me the one that doesn't belong. The clue is under the sea, salty snacks. Under the sea, salty snacks. A, salmon. B, clownfish. C, angelfish. D, unicorn fish. I don't know. Unicorn fish. One doesn't belong.
I'm going to go with unicorn fish.
Oh, no, it's salmon. Anyone want to make a guess why?
I have no idea, but
I will say clownfish.
No, I already gave the answer. It's salmon.
They're not at the bottom of the sea. I think they swim upstream.
Well, all the other
fish...
They
don't go to the bottom.
...can only live in the ocean. The other fish must live in the ocean. So salmon's the only one, I guess, that can be farm-raised or...
Right, it could be
farm-raised. Yeah. Oh, well.
I want to play that... I want to play that space game.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Well, don't worry.
Yeah. Ron, it's your turn.
Okay. Well, just to stay with the theme of dumbass questions, I'm going to go to dumbass questions, and I'll find out what.
What? Okay. So you're picking the one that doesn't belong. The clue is strike. Catcher, shortstop, midfield, right field.
Oh, I couldn't get this one.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. So shortstop. I will say, it sounds crazy, but I'll say batter.
Batter? Was it a choice, Ron? I'm sorry.
I don't think that was a choice.
No,
that's not right. That's not right, Ron. You got to buzz yourself. You got to buzz yourself.
I know.
What did you say?
Paul Whitten didn't know what I'm talking about anyway.
Yeah.
Would have been midfield.
And why?
Because the others are linked up.
Well,
midfield is
because
the
one is baseball,
midfield
the other one, the other one is football. The other one's football.
Soccer.
No, Mike, you want to take it? Because I think you know this one.
Yeah, no, Chris said it's midfield because
midfield
all the
is
other
right,
ones are baseball positions. Midfield is a soccer position.
Right, okay, I'm sorry. You said, yeah. Give Chris a point, Ron.
Clean your ears, Art.
Yeah, I got to do that. All right. it's your turn.
Stick it in your ear instead.
I'm going to go back to my ear, nose, and throat doctor after this COVID, and I'm going to get that nose job.
My show is over. I'm going to tell you that right now.
No, I'm not getting it right now, Ron. I'll come on your show without a nose.
Maybe Ron needs to go get his ear, go see an ear, nose, and throat.
Holly, you want to be a smartass or a dumbass?
I'll be a dumbass. Why not?
All right, who, what, or where?
I'll do where.
Where? So you're getting the first question right on the top. Cause we do things fairly at Art's game show party, not like that other game that used to be on Monday nights years and years ago. Not you, Ron. Not your game.
When they football,
I took the next one on the top of the deck. Okay.
Boom.
Here we go. You're going for the one that doesn't belong, Holly, and the clue is Valley. Google, eBay, Houghton Mifflin, Facebook.
Houghton Mifflin is a different kind of company. It's not a social media company.
Which one are you saying?
It's the Houghton Mifflin. I think they were published.
Houghton Mifflin is right.
Yeah. There are others
that's
social
right.
media companies.
But you said it's not a media company. That's not the answer I have here. Does anyone else want to?
No, it's not. Social media.
What? Holly?
Social media.
Let me say. I picked F.
Go ahead, Holly.
Because Google, Facebook, and eBay are more, social media websites, like social media.
I think because they're based
out
of
Silicon
Valley.
That's right. Yeah, Silicon Valley. Who said that, Mike?
Silicon Valley, okay.
Yeah, Mike, give Mike a point,
Ron. The guy who invented
Ron.
Silicon Valley.
Mike invented it.
I got
right. Okay, so... Chris,
the one thing I didn't know was Silicon Valley. I didn't even know that myself.
Chris, you want to be a dumbass or a smartass?
Dumbass. Silicon
Valley. Okay, who, what, or where? This is not like your show where you can't even say the word asterisk.
I'll really put talk.
Remember you used to mute me when I used that word asterisk?
Yeah, which you deserved all those years ago, Patak. Let's do what?
Which one? What? Okay.
I said what?
Remember, you want the one that doesn't belong. The question is, so far away. Boo. So far away. The choice is kilometer, nanometer, thermometer, millimeter.
Say that one more time. I want to make sure I heard you right.
Okay, the clue is so far away. Kilometer, nanometer, thermometer, millimeter.
Thermometer.
It is right. And what's the reason why you said
that's temperature and the other ones is measurements.
Perfect. 2 points, Ron. All right, we'll go around one more time. We'll have time for this. We'll have Abby back next week, and we'll alternate different games week to week on the Game Show Party, just like the old days. So back to you, Andrea. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Andrea, what do you want?
The smartest question.
Oh, you're going to go for a smart-ass this time. So you're going to pick the one that does belong. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The clue is first in class. First in class. Philadelphia Zoo, National Aquarium, Monterey Bay Aquarium, the Bronx Zoo. You want the right one this time, the one that does that we're looking for.
Philadelphia?
You're right. Do you know why?
No.
Anyone know?
I think that it is. I feel like the first one correct.
I'm sorry, what?
Was it the first zoo that is open and first in class?
It was the first zoo in the United States. That's correct. Very good. All right, Mike. I know you love this game show.
Yeah, very much. I'm going to go with the dumbass question again.
Who, what, or where? I think you're going to get this one. Think it out. The clue, gunned down. Wait, you went for the dumbass, right? So you want the one that doesn't belong.
Uh-huh.
Gunned down. John F. Kennedy, Andrew Jackson, William McKinley, Abraham Lincoln.
Andrew Jackson.
That's right. Give him a big bell, and you know why, Mike.
Because the other three were assassinated.
Right, and how many times did we use this question?
A lot.
Many, many times. Can you name so Kennedy, McKinley, and Lincoln were assassinated, and you know the fourth one, right?
I remember the last one was Reagan.
No, Reagan was not assassinated, Ron.
Garfield.
Well, Matt said that he was alive.
No, it was Garfield.
Garfield.
Sean Ferguson.
Yes, Sean
okay.
Ferguson.
Sean Ferguson. Hey, Ron, it's your turn. I don't think you picked up one yet.
I did. I wanted to say it first.
Oh, you
did?
I'm sorry. My mistake.
Hey.
So I'm
going to go with a smart ass category for this one.
Okay. Smart ass, then you have to give me the right answer.
Yes.
The four times a lady is your clue. Hillary Clinton. Four times a lady is your clue. Four times a lady. Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. Eleanor Roosevelt. Mm-hmm. Abigail Adams. Jackie Kennedy.
Wow, that's gonna be a tough one, isn't it?
Can I say the answer, Art?
Well, let Ron guess first since it's his turn, and if he misses, then you could.
Okay.
You don't want to. You don't want to take Ron's turn for it now, do you?
Let me get bigger through. I
no,
will
it's not.
Definitely
an easy
say
one.
The last one, Jekyll.
What did you say?
No. I will say Jekyll.
The last one.
Jackie Kennedy?
Buzz.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ron. That's not right. So, Chris is going to tell you the right answer.
I was going to say
Chris.
B.
Which is?
Ellen DeGeneres, is that what you said?
No, I said Eleanor Roosevelt.
Eleanor DeGeneres.
I thought you said Ellen DeGeneres. That's what I thought you said.
Eleanor Roosevelt. So you have Hillary Clinton, Eleanor Roosevelt, and Abigail Adams.
Eleanor Roosevelt.
I'm going to stick with Eleanor Roosevelt.
I think
Roosevelt.
Mike took it. Mike stole it from you. Eleanor Roosevelt is correct.
She was president 84 times.
Not Ellen DeGeneres.
That's the wrong answer. And
Eleanor Roosevelt was first lady four times.
First lady
was,
four times.
First lady
why
four times. Very good,
that's
Mike.
That's not right.
Let's see who's next. Ron, I think. Wait. That was your question, Ron. So, Holly,
yeah.
You're next.
So, it's going to be Holly's turn to get the answer to this one.
Hi.
Holly, your turn.
Yeah, I'll pick the smart-ass one.
Oh, you're going to go for a smart-ass. All right. Pick the smart-ass and the right answer. The clue is primary. I think you can get this. Also, we lost Chris. I think he got a little balloonic on us. I don't know why. Well, but I didn't say Ellen DeGeneres. You're my witness.
I know. I was the witness. I heard his answer with Ellen DeGeneres. I heard him.
Yep, which was not the answer we had, so...
That's right. That's why I buzzed Mike. That's why I buzzed Chris with the wrong answer. Exactly.
Okay. Well, we got clue. Primary. This is for Holly. This will be our last one, then we'll wrap it up for the evening. Purple, orange, red, green. The clue is primary.
Okay. So I got to pick one that belongs, or...
You went with the smart ass, so you're going to pick the right one this time.
Okay. That's you. I'm going to say if you red, if you're referring to states like red state, blue state. So what are the choices? Red, blue?
Purple, orange, red, green. Holly, hurry up. We have less than a minute.
Red. I'll say
oh, no,
red.
We have about a minute.
That's long. Red.
You're going with red? Red is right.
Yeah. Okay.
Red,
red
is right.
For red.
He's right.
But that's not the reason, actually. That's not the reason.
No?
Does anyone know the reason? Anyone want to guess? Quickly, I'll tell you.
Go ahead. We're ready to go.
Red is a primary color. The other three are composite. They're made of two colors.
Oh, I'm thinking about elections.
Oh, Holly, you're so into politics. But that's okay. Hey, I hope you had fun with the game. I'm sorry we lost Chris. We're going to blame that on Ellen. But I like Ellen. I like her game show.
Yeah.
It's a little rough. But game again.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, we're going to follow you next. Don't forget, tune in next week. Art's game show party will be back Friday night. We're going to keep the party going. Thank you for calling. Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you, Mike.
Mike, we'll see you next, right? Thank you, Holly.
I'll see you.
Thank you, Ron.
I'll see you in a few moments over there.
We'll see you over there and on TV, too. And and thank you, Chris. Wherever you are, we'll see you next week on the game show party. Have a good night.
Happy birthday, America.
Good night.
Happy birthday, America.
Yes, happy birthday. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.